buckle your seatbelt. It's time for another episode of the Prepper Recon Podcast. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at readymaderesources.com. Today's guest is Loretta and Lawrence Offit. Loretta and Lawrence are Thrive Foods distributors, as well as distributors for a fantastic new water filtration and sanitation system. Loretta, Lawrence, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you on. When did you folks first wake up to the need to prepare?
Oh, well, probably about 6 years ago. We really realized that things were not the same. They're just not the same. And really, we kind of started out looking at a lot of different things. And it's very, very confusing out there because there's so much stuff. And there's so many people saying, you got to buy this, you got to have this, you know. So, but about 6 years ago.
And for me, it was 5 or 6, 7 years ago, it was kind of a reawakening of something that I knew I needed to do. I can remember as a Cub Scout being told, you need to be prepared. Be prepared.
And what was the catalyst that got you to thinking about it and getting back into it?
For you?
I think for me, the catalyst was beginning to see headlines and hear radio news that was distressing about our water, the condition of our municipal water systems, and the condition of our overall grid in this country for power. We began to be so aware of the breakdown of the family and along with it, the breakdown of the community. And as those things really began to almost haunt us on a daily basis, we began to realize that we really do need to be prepared. We don't want to depend necessarily on a daily trip to the grocery store or for someone else's version of safe drinking water.
And for me, I really think that it's been kind of part of my heritage. You know, I loved going to my grandmother's house where she had her root cellar and all the good foods that she would put up, you know, so I've kind of always liked to have had a big pantry and things like that. But for me, 9/11, was the real wake up call that we were either in or headed for the last days. So I think that was really what really got me started.
And as Christians, do you ever feel like you're cheating on God by being prepared?
Oh, no.
No, absolutely not.
On the contrary, you know, because we believe in the whole Bible as a whole, I think there's times when God tells you to be prepared, much like he did for Joseph. If we don't do our due diligence as Christians and have our stockpiles or our you know, just really be prepared. How can we help anybody else? You know, and it's easy for Christians today to say, oh, it's all in God's hands. You know, what will be, you know, God's going to do what God's going to do. And yes, he is. Those, you know, it is true that it's all in his hands. But there's something innate inside of us that has always had us planting gardens and people, when they retire, they want to slow down and get back to the salt of the earth things. And so, no, I think if anything, it fulfills my Christianity rather than feeling like I'm cheating God or then like I don't think he's capable or something. No.
Christians will often quote the section from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6 and 7, and And it's that section about don't worry about what you should eat or what you should drink. But yet those same Christians, they've got 401ks. They've got health insurance. They've got homeowners insurance. They've got car insurance, life insurance. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. But if they don't trust God with their retirement, health, car, home, and they don't trust him to take care of their family when they're gone, all of a sudden they're gonna trust him when the apocalypse hits to rain manna down from heaven. Do you sense any inconsistency with that message?
Oh, absolutely.
I think really where the inconsistency comes in, and I don't think it's necessarily an individual or a family designed to be involved in that, but we have one foot in the secular world and one foot in our connection with our God and our Maker and Jesus in the other world, and those philosophies seem to clash more than they really should. I'm reminded of one of many stories in the Bible. You know, 7 years of drought and without, following 7 years of plenty. And I know that we're given stories like that to understand that when things are good, you should prepare and put back and be able to sustain yourself for when times are not so good. And I think even if you just look from winter to summer, you need to put some things back for when it's cold and icy and snowy. The inconsistency is what we make it, as opposed to simply realizing that God's creatures are supposed to. We are supposed to prepare. Even the animals will make a nest to raise a family, or a den to raise a family. So there's,
or a squirrel to store nuts back.
So the inconsistency, I think sometimes we have a tendency to use it because we don't want to begin to do something that is not fun to do and is maybe a little menacing. And preparing can be. It's overwhelming, Mark. It can be overwhelming.
And, you know, when you really stop and think about, okay, you're right, all those things are great things to have because things happen. And you want to replace, not God, your stuff. I mean, your house insurance is to replace your stuff. Your health insurance is to take care of the doctor so that you can go to the doctor. So, you know, there's a side of me that says, where's your faith? You know, where is your faith? Because that almost borders on the love of money and the love of your own life. I'm tiptoeing here because it is a touchy subject. There has to be a line where it's okay and a line where you've crossed it. You know what I mean? I think we have to be real careful about what we do, much like the stories of the talents. You know, hiding it back and tucking it under and saving it didn't get that guy, you know, a free ticket to keep it. Got it taken away from him. So,
sure. And if you're going to have anything to help others with in some type of a disaster, if you're planning on trying to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem, you're going to have a little something back. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. KD Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. These plates can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Use coupon code PREPPERRECON to get 10% off your entire order at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
It's Sunday night. A busy work week is just around the corner. Then, suddenly, your lights won't turn on. Your phone stops working. Are you ready for what tomorrow could bring? Come to the Atlanta Preparedness Expo. Learn about solar power, communications, emergency water, long-term food storage, survival kits, bug out bags, concealed carry, grab and go medical kits, suture classes, experts on site at the Atlanta Preparedness Expo. April 23rd and 24th, Cobb Galleria Center, Atlanta, Georgia.
So is it possible that as we look at God's treatment of obstinate nations in the books of the Bible, like Isaiah, is it possible that prepping could actually be seen as a sign of faith, because after all, America's been heading down the road of rebellion for several decades now, and my faith leads me to believe that this country is in for some serious discipline. What do you think?
I agree with you. I will tell you a story of a young girl who, whose family is really devout. They are seeking God. They're making trips to Jerusalem, and they're doing things that, you know, they're great things. They're great people. But she looked at me and she goes, "Well, Loretta, why are you buying all that food? You know, why do you want to sell that long-term storage food? You know, God's going to be in control. He's going to take care of it. It's all written." And I went, "Oh," I said, don't you understand that even if he takes me tomorrow, that food will be used for somebody. He will bring it to somebody, or he'll bring them to it, or, you know, I'm just doing what I feel God has told me to do." And she goes, "You know, I've never looked at it like that." And it's like, haven't you watched the Left Behind series? You know,
right.
Because, you know, God makes provisions, and sometimes he uses people to do that. You know, so yeah, I think it was a huge leap of faith for Lawrence and I to walk away from a business that we, you know, had been doing for the majority of our lives, I guess, and go into the freeze-dried food business.
Talk to us a little bit about Thrive Foods. What sets them apart as a long-term storage solution?
Well, because it's basically ingredient-based. Because the owners of the company, well, they're spectacular guys. They genuinely care what goes into the can. Because when it comes out of the can, they want it to be something that is pleasing to people. I will tell you that when we first got into looking at, you know, survival food is what we called it then. We looked at a bunch of stuff and tasted a bunch of stuff. And I would say, okay, I could eat that if I had to. You know, it's like standing in the soup lines, but, and I'm serious. That's the taste of it it'll sustain you, but it wasn't good. It wasn't something I was going to enjoy eating. But Thrive, well, you cook with it and it saves you time, and it's tastes great. And I mean, it's like you're not really buying something for storage. You're buying something to eat because it's really, really good, and it's really, really healthier for you. So that really is, for me, what sets Thrive apart from everything else. It's clean food. It doesn't have a lot of salt and sodium and chemicals and stuff in it. So,
and what's the difference between freeze-dried and dehydrated foods?
Well, freeze-dried food is a process whereby, under a great vacuum and very low temperatures, moisture is removed from the product as almost like a sublimation process. It comes out as a solid or a gas, and the nutrients are unable to follow that as it transitions out of the product. Dehydrated, completely different process. You remove the water as water, and the nutrients are able to follow that liquid out of the food. So your end result is a product that has less nutrition. It's not as nutritious dense as freeze-dried. It also does not have the same shelf life, and because it does still have a great deal of water in it, and that moisture does cause it to continue to break down. So the freeze-dry process leaves you with a very nutritious, very tasty food product, whereas with dehydration, a little bit lesser quality, lesser shelf life. And there are certainly some great dehydrators and great dehydrated foods out there. We've done some of that ourselves, but when it comes to that extended shelf life and that taste, for something that's 3 or 4 or 5 years old, and it pops out of the can, add a little water, and that luscious green just picked from the garden taste and aroma and the visual pleasure of it, that's freeze-dried, quality freeze-dried food.
And then with the freeze-dried, does it have to be cooked, or can you just soak it in water and it rehydrates?
Oh, it's even better than that. A lot of it you can eat right out of the can. It makes spectacular snack food. At some of the shows, you know, we'll give a lot of the people, taste of corn or taste of blueberries. And of course, they're always thinking it's powder in the cans, like it's some kind of space food that you mix up with water and then it's gooey.
But, right.
You know, and I have to laugh because I probably thought the same thing in the beginning. But, you know, yes, you can cook marvelous meals with it. But if you had a limited supply of water, and you couldn't cook, at least you could get the nutrients that you need right out of the can.
And that's fantastic, because I think one of the things a lot of folks, especially people in urban settings, they have to be concerned about sending up smoke signals when they start preparing their long-term storage food, because you're going to let everybody in your neighborhood know that you got food, and a lot of them aren't going to ask if you'll share. They're just going to take it. So
right.
I think that's great to have that option, that you can either just eat it straight out of the can, or hydrate it cold, or the thing I always recommend is for folks to get a Sun oven, because that's the best solution. You don't have to spend all of the time and the resources gathering wood, and you don't have to worry about setting up smoke signals. So I think that's the really, really great tool that goes great with freeze dried foods.
Absolutely.
And then how long do Thrive Foods store?
The average is 25 years. Now there are some that are a little less and there are some that are more, but the average of the food line is 25 years. What's really great about Thrive is a lot of the food that other companies have that has after opening shelf life of maybe a week, 2 weeks, or 3 months or something like that. Most of Thrive's food is good for a year. Some is good up to 3 years. After opening the can.
Yeah,
and never needs refrigeration. You put the lid back on the can immediately because you don't want the moisture to get in, and you put it back on the shelf.
Imagine having a can of hamburger or a can of chicken sitting on your counter in your kitchen for a year, and then you realize it's there and you open it and it tastes just as fresh as the first day you opened it. No refrigeration needed. And that's one of the many benefits of freeze-dried, and especially the Thrive line.
And talk to us about this new water system that you're offering.
Well, it's called Roving Blue. And first of all, I'll tell you that we looked at quite a few water systems, and we have some of them, you know. But what we got to learn was that there are different times and necessities that you would do distilling versus boiling versus a Berkey. Okay. The Roving Blue, I'll let Lawrence tell you more about that because he's taking some water classes and things too, because we're wanting to know more and more about water purification.
Yeah. When I registered for my first water class, I thought I'd get water wings and a diving board, but it was not near that much fun. But when you study to be a water treatment specialist, you learn all the really ugly things that can happen in water. And it's not just the municipality's water, but virtually any water, surface water. There's so many things that can be in your water that you're unaware of that have long-term or short-term health implications. And a lot of them we know of is, you know, blue baby syndrome and things of that nature that we know comes from tainted water. The thing that we're realizing is that the most important concept in having an absolute fresh, pure, sanitary drinking water is point of use. We all have a fairly decent municipal water supply. From time to time, there's failures in it, but you expect that in large systems of any kind. But we all are so used to walking to that kitchen faucet and being able to draw water. Well, in the world of let's be prepared for virtually anything and everything, we may have to walk away from that faucet. If we walk away from that faucet, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a small suitcase the size of an attaché case that weighs less than 25 pounds, that wherever you end up, any surface water, including a storm drain, lake, streams, anything, you can drop that intake hose in, and out the outpour hose comes a fresh, absolute, pure, and sanitized water, to the extent that the water will sanitize a dirty jug that you're putting the water in. And it's only because of the ozone finish. And ozone, we know, is the silver bullet. It's the absolute coup de grace when it comes to, let's make sure there's nothing in that water that's going to be harmful. So we filter it with a series of really great filters, including an active silver impregnated filter. And then we end up with ozone finishing it. So what comes out that hose is the absolute purest, cleanest, and sanitized drinking water. And there's other uses for roving blue other than just water. But when you realize it's an opportunity for a family or an individual or a couple to have one instrument with a handle on it that replaces 1,500 gallons of water, and that's hard to carry. 1,500 gallons of water is difficult to carry. When you realize 2, 2.5, 3 liters of water is what a person needs to stay healthy, it's hard to carry a week's worth of water. In a briefcase, less than 25 pounds, you can carry that, and the water comes out of the machine sanitary. And Loretta will tell you a little bit more about the sanitary nature of Roving Blue, but there is no other, just Roving Blue. And it is an unbelievable opportunity for an individual or a family to have an absolute silver bullet when it comes to water. Wherever you end up, there will be water you can draw from, and you will have, by Roving Blue, you'll have that ability.
And see, for me, the thing that he mentioned, the sanitizing, there's no other piece of a water purification thing out there that says that it sanitizes the glass that it comes out in. And think about it, if you had medical equipment in that glass. Mm. And there may come a day when you're having to do things that you need to sanitize medical equipment because you don't want to give somebody gangrene or something, you know.
Or sanitize a wound.
Or sanitize a wound, flush a wound.
Or sanitize food.
Yeah.
And it's because of the ozone treatment. And when you take water and add that third oxygen molecule, it's a very unstable. And it wants to oxidize anything it comes into contact with. So it oxidizes and renders completely harmless all of those little one-celled animals that just want to make you sick. And that's the beauty of Roving Blue.
What fantastic. And, of course, I'm looking forward to meeting you both at the Atlanta Preparedness Expo. That's going to be on April 23rd and 24th. I'm going to be in the booth with the big black and red Prepper Recon banner. how can folks identify your booth when they get there?
Well, we're going to be in the booth that has two banners. We usually put two up. One will have pictures of some food and says Thrive Life, and the other one will be red. And it says Thrive Life on it. It says non-GMO and gluten-free.
And we'll have two large stainless steel racks that have, they're 4 foot wide, 6 foot tall, and they are full of hundreds and hundreds of cans of Thrive so folks can taste them and take some home with them if they want.
That's fantastic. And for the folks that aren't going to be able to make it to the expo, what are your websites?
Well, you can go to www.loretta.thrivelife.com.
And then for the water filtration?
That's www.rovingbluetexas.com.
Very cool. And once again, I'm really, really looking forward to meeting you guys there. And Loretta, Lawrence, thanks so much for taking time to come on the show today.
Oh, thank you
thank
for having
you so
us.
Much. We so appreciate it. Happy prepping.
In Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 1, Behold Darkness and Sorrow, Daniel Walker begins having prophetic dreams about the judgment coming upon America for rejecting God's word. Through one of his dreams, Daniel learns of an imminent threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack, sending the country into a technological dark age. If they want to live, Daniel and his friends must focus on faith, wits, and preparation to be ready before the lights go out. Buy your copy of Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 1, Behold Darkness and Sorrow, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition from Amazon.com today.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.